The next patient is Wendy Ludlam, L-U-D, like in Delta, L like in Lima, A-M, like in Mike. First name, Wendy. This is the clinical case of an 85-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The latest laboratory workup that was done on April the 20th of 2024 shows that the creatinine remains at 2 milligrams per cent, the BUN at 39, and the estimated GFR 24 mL per minute. That is similar to prior determinations. In the protein creatinine ratio, there is evidence of a proteinuria at least 900 milligrams. And in the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 449. Next line, number two. The patient has evidence of a proteinuria. In the setting that we have CKD stage 4 with a history of diabetes that has been under good control, we have to consider the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors. And for that reason, Farxiga was started, period. And the prescription for Farxiga, 5 milligrams on daily basis, was sent to the pharmacy. Period. The side effects, including the increase in the urinary output and the tendency to develop urinary tract infections, were discussed with the patient, and the patient is supposed to notify us any untoward effect. Period. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of bilateral pulmonary embolism that happens in 214, and since then she has been taking anticoagulants, currently on Eliquis. Period, the patient is wondering about the possibility of switching to any modality different from Eliquis because of the cost involved. This is a situation that she has to discuss with the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency treated with supplementation. And following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient is asymptomatic.